One of the project's success stories is a Texas native wrongfully convicted of both rape and murder. Christopher Ochoa went on to earn a law degree at the Madison Law School after he was freed. Perhaps its most controversial case was freeing Stephen Avery, who served more than two decades for a rape he didn't commit. But 4 years after his exoneration, Avery was convicted of a brutal rape and murder. Avery is currently seeking a new trial, but not with help from the Innocence Project. Here's Project co-founder attorney Keith Findley arguing the project's most recent case this week before the state Supreme Court. It involves 31-year-old Dimitri Henley, convicted a decade ago along with two co-defendants of sexually assaulting a woman in a dorm room at UW-Whitewater.
This is one of those truly exceptional cases where there's just, that just screams out unfairness here, injustice here. But all of the established legal mechanisms don't seem to be available. This is the prototypical exceptional case where the circuit court needs to have this power to do justice.
The two other men in the Henley case successfully challenged their convictions. Now Findley says Henley deserves another day in court. The Innocence Project receives hundreds of requests a year from inmates seeking help in proving their innocence. The Wisconsin Project is one of more than 60 across the country dedicated to freeing people who have been wrongly convicted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.